USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion. President Biden said the chances of it happening soon are very high.
My sense it will happen in the next several days.
Biden says Russia is moving more forces in, not out, of areas surrounding Ukraine, like the Kremlin says, and that Vladimir Putin is trying to create a pretext for an attack.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation. They have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains.
We are laying it out in great detail, with the hope that by sharing what we know with the world, we can influence Russia to abandon the path of war and choose a different path while there's still time.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
The Senate has passed a bill to avoid a government shutdown, sending it to President Biden for his signature ahead of a Friday deadline. Senators voted 65 to 27 to approve the measure, which funds the government through March 11th at current levels and provides lawmakers at least 3 weeks to work out a deal to fund the government through the end of September. One person is dead after a plane crashed in North Carolina.
The pilot was killed after a small plane collided with a tractor trailer on the interstate in North Carolina Wednesday. The plane was departing from the Davidson County Airport when it descended due to possible mechanical issues. Trooper Ned Moultrie of the North Carolina State Highway Patrol gave the statement. Moultrie said the plane collided with the rear of a tractor trailer that was traveling south on Interstate 85. The pilot, who was not identified, died at the scene. He said the truck driver is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a hospital. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Will prices at the pump continue to rise? That's the big question they're asking in Washington.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Senate Minority Whip Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does when he comes to office is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport it across the United States to make available where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increase in prices mostly hurts low and middle income families, effectively giving them a $3,500 per year cost increase. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
It seems there's progress being made on an Iranian nuclear deal.
Talks in Vienna to revive the U.S.-Iranian nuclear deal are nearing their conclusion. Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, Ali Khani, said on Wednesday that the parties are closer than ever to reaching a deal. Despite the growing opposition in Washington, a morning consult poll released on Wednesday showed that 53% of 2,000 registered voters backed the original JCPOA agreement. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.